It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
And happy holidays and good afternoon, and welcome back to the Dederich Holiday Boys Tournament as the Red Hill Salukis are in action once again. It's the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. It will be the Red Hill Salukis and the Arcola Purple Riders here on day two of the Dederich Boys Holiday Tournament. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and you know, Arcola actually just played about an hour and a half ago, right. And they won that game over Oblong, so trying to make it two in a row against Red Hill.
Right, it was a close ball game until I think the fourth quarter, but this is Arcola's second game and the first of two for Red Hill, so they'll come back a little bit later against North Clay, but right now the Arcola Purple Riders are on their radar right now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, you know, that's something Coach Havel talked about yesterday, one game at a time. They're just going to worry about Arcola.
And how can you play more than one game at a time?
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, Red Hill will have that quick turnaround because as soon as this game's over, they got to head to the locker room, then get ready for North Clay at 5:30 p.m. Yeah. You can also listen to that game on The Legend. So, quick turnaround for Red Hill. But some of these teams have already played two games yesterday.
Yeah, and some of the teams have already played into their third game, too. So I think Oblong has played three games now, haven't they?
I believe they have.
I believe they played Red Hill yesterday, and they also played
North Clay,
and they played Arcola. So they're done with pool play.
And they lost all three games,
right,
too.
So they'll be in the seventh-place game. And it looking like maybe I'm going to look at the schedule here and see, because the second game just finished.
That was CHBC and Sullivan, and Sullivan won that game 69-49.
So Sullivan's got a win in the tournament, and Cowden Herrick is 0-2, I believe. So they play Newton after this Red Hill Arcola game, so they have one game left. They're at 0-2 in that pool. And Sullivan is, I think they're 1-2, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sullivan's 1-2.
We will take a 3-minute break and be back with more of a preview of the rest of this Dederich Boys Holiday Tournament. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for making us the 5-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
And welcome back to the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, real quickly, let's talk a little bit about Red Hills' game yesterday, a 62-28 win over the Oblong Panthers. Drake Allen, of course, led all scorers with 16 points. He was the player of the game. Our Bill Dobson, Bill Ford, tough player of the game for Red Hill. Drew Moore also put in 14 points. Parker Haviland double figures as well with 10, and Connor McKinney with 12 points. All four of them were three-point shots.
Right out there in the third quarter, right down in front of us. We're here, I'm not sure which end of the, I know at the end of it, I'm not sure what direction we are, but we're on a balcony behind the basket here, and it's got a good view of what's going on right underneath the basket, but Saluki's trailed early 5-2, then went on a 16-17-0 run, led 18-5 in the first quarter, and it was a 26-point lead at the half. They finally put it over 30 in the fourth quarter, so they had a running clock the last, basically the last quarter. So, but balanced scoring, and after having a week off of playing, coming back after the championship of the Wayne City Holiday Tournament.
One player to watch for Arcola today will be Miles Roberts. He had 18 points yesterday for the Arcola Riders. That was against North Clay in a 66-57 loss. They just wrapped up an 11:30 a.m. game against Oblong, which they won 52-39. But Miles Roberts was one of their best players in the game yesterday, and certainly a player to watch on the court today.
And I think it was an overtime game against with Arcola and North Clay. So
some of the other players from Arcola to watch will be Alec Downs, Alec Davila, Kevin Garza, Ben Crane, and Caleb Byard.
And like I said, they're. They've got several seniors, but they're not a very big team as far as height-wise. So I think Saluki's with Worth at 6'6", and Allen at 6'3". They've got they should have that part of it covered pretty good.
This has been the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with the tip-off. It's the Red Hill Saluki's and the Arcola Purple Riders. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
this week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30. Specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Saluki Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your career is waiting. WTHI TV Channel 10. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Coverage you can count on. People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more. We're your community bank. Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport Banking Center. No better banking. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We've got you covered from head to toe. And Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's locally owned and operated pharmacy. Starters for the Red Hill Salukis are the usual five: Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, Nathan Worth, Drew Moore, and Drake Allen. For the Arcola Purple Riders, it'll be Alec Downs, Kevin Garza, Caleb Bayard, Austin Hopkins, and Miles Roberts. Salukis will be in the home whites today. Arcola Purple Riders will be in their visiting uniforms in purple.
Obviously, it'll be purple.
That's pretty obvious. They're the Purple Riders.
Should be, you know, I mean, you know. But
Arcola, of course, was in action earlier today. They defeated Oblong 52-39. That's the same Oblong team that Red Hill saw yesterday, 62-28, a victory there for the Salukis.
Yeah, the Arcola, when we got here, that game was in the first half. I think it was a 2 or 3 point game at halftime, and it stayed most of the third quarter. I think that when they got Arcola pulled away in the fourth quarter for that victory. So they're 1-1 in the tournament. Red Hill is 1-0 in pool play.
It'll be Miles Roberts jumping it off, and Red Hill is going to, that's going to go out of bounds, and it will go to Arcola to start the ball game.
Nathan got the tip there, but tipped it a little bit too hard. So
Arcola will start the ball game with the basketball. We've just started the ball game. Glad you could join us. I'm Adam Reinhart with Rob McKinley. So here's Kevin Garza with the basketball, here being guarded by Parker Havel. Garza with the ball, rolls that's out one, to the right side.
1-3-1 zone.
Now this time it's Caleb Bayard with it. Out this time to Austin Hopkins. Hopkins dumps it out right side to Garza. Garza now top to Key Downs. Now they go to the left corner. They feed it down low, down to Hopkins. Now Roberts has it, being guard, gets it out to the top of the key to Bayard. Now it's time to go right corner again. Here's Alec Downs. Now they feed it down low to Roberts. Roberts now three on the way from the top of the key, and that's good. And that's Caleb Bayard sinking that three, and it's 3-0 in favor of Arcola. So now Parker Havel has the basketball, brings it up court. Gets down Drew Moore. That's going to be tipped away, but it will stay with the Salukis. That was Austin Hopkins getting a hand on that ball. And Red Hill will keep the basketball. Drew Moore inbounds, gets it out to Parker Havel. 3-0 Riders is your score. Havel over this time right side. Here's Drake Allen. Now top of the key. Here's Nathan Worth. Now left wing. Havel takes a three, and that's going to be good. Parker Havel, first 3 points of the ball game, and we're tied at three.
Looks like Arcola was in the man-to-man, really in that 1-3-1 zone.
Now the Riders have the basketball. Here's Hopkins with it. That gets tipped and stolen away by Drake Allen. Now Red Hill, quick transition. Drew Moore drives down low, gets it out right corner. Havel's going to take a three, and that's going to be good. Havel with his second straight three-pointer, and it's 6-3 in favor of the Salukis. Now this time Riders have the ball. They go left corner. Here's Hopkins driving down low. He's going to draw contact, and that will be a foul on Connor McKinney. That'll be his first and the first on the team. 6-3 Salukis is your score. We've just started the ball game. 6:26 to play in the first quarter. Garza looks to inbound for Arcola, gets it out, and Bayard gets it in the left wing. Now Bayard directing traffic, rolls out to the top of the key. Bayard with it, gets it out to Garza. Now this time they go in the left corner. Here's Hopkins getting it out back to Garza, left wing. Garza getting double-teamed, gets it out right side to Bayard. Now this time they're in the corner. Here's Downs. Downs with the ball being guarded by McKinney. And a long cross-court pass there. Now Bayard has it left corner. Now it's time top of the key. Here's Hopkins. They feed it down low to Roberts. He's going to shoot it over Nathan Worth and puts it in. Miles Roberts, first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 6-5 Red Hill. Connor McKinney dumps it out down low to Nathan Worth. Now back to McKinney. He drives down low, gets it out back to Worth, who's going to shoot it and put it in.
Give and go there with McKinney and Worth.
8-5 Salukis is your score. Nathan Worth with his first 2 points of the ball game. Now Alec Downs has it for Arcola. Now it's time. It's Hopkins. Here's a throw on the way by Bayard. That's going to be an air ball, and that goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Red Hill Salukis.
That's the first missed shot of the game. Red Hill's 3-3. Arcola's now 2-3.
Ben Crane comes into the ball game for Arcola, and he will replace Austin Hopkins. 5:24 to go here in the first quarter. It's Red Hill 8 and Arcola 5. Connor McKinney brings the ball up court for the Red Hill Salukis. Now Drew Moore has it left wing. And he's going to feed it down low to Drake Allen, who's going to lay it in. Drake Allen with his first 2 points of the ball game. He had 16 last night. And it's 10-5 Salukis. Now the Purple Riders have the basketball. Here's Caleb Bayard with it in the left wing. Gets it out right side. This time it's Ben Crane. Ben Crane with the ball, being grabbed by Parker Havel. And that will not be over and back. That was tipped by a Red Hill player. They feed it down low this time to Roberts. Roberts out back to Downs, top the key. Now this time it's Ben Crane, the right wing. 4:41 to play in the first quarter. They feed it down low this time to Bayard, and he lays it in. Caleb Bayard now with 5 points in the ball game. We got a whistle and a timeout. It's an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4:35 to play in the first quarter. It's Red Hill 10 and Arcola 7. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Saluki Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community. Red Hill with the basketball and a 10-7 lead. Here's Parker Havel left wing, out to Drew Moore right wing. Moore being guarded by Crane. Drives down low into traffic, shoots it, and it rolls off the rim and rebounded by Bayard. Now the Riders in transition. Here's Garza with it, goes right wing. Feeds it down low to Hopkins, and it's Miles Roberts with the layup. He's got 4 points now, and it's 10-9 Salukis. Now Connor McKinney brings the ball up top for Red Hill. Gets down Nathan Worth, right wing. Now it's time Drew Moore, top the key. Being guarded by Bayard. Hands it off to Parker Havel. Havel steps back, gets it out to Worth, right wing. He takes a three, and that's going to bounce off the backboard, and Ben Crane comes up with the rebound. Now Arcola in transition. Here's Alec Downs with it, right wing, out to Garza. Now Garza being double-teamed, and he steps back and gets it out to Ben Crane. Ben Crane, top the key. Now it's time it's Garza again. Garza gets it out left wing. Now left corner, here's Ben Crane. Crane being guarded by Drew Moore, gets it out. Now this time it's Kevin Garza with the ball. Now Crane again, left wing. 3:23 to play here in the first quarter. Arcola on the left wing. Here's Garza driving down low, and he steps out of bounds, and that will be Red Hill basketball.
Second turnover for Arcola.
So Red Hill will take over the basketball. Here's Connor McKinney inbounding to Parker Havel.
Some mild pressure, but not too much.
And a whistle, and we're going to have, it looks like...
Oh. Official timeout player down in front of us on the Arcola. Need to tie a shoe. There wasn't any action right around the time, so the official gave him the...
So Red Hill will keep the basketball once we resume play. 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. It's the Salukis 10 and the Riders 9. As Havel inbound, out to Drew Moore, left wing. Now this time it's Drake Allen in the left wing. Rolls out to the top of the key. Now Drew Moore again, top of the key. Hands it off to Connor McKinney. McKinney drives down left side. Now Havel takes a three from the left corner, and that's going to be off and rebounded by Drake Allen. Boy, Drake Allen was Johnny on the spot there with that rebound.
Yeah, it came off a little bit long by the free throw line. And
now McKinney has it left wing, hands it off to Havel. Now McKinney takes a three, left corner, and that's good. Connor McKinney with his first three-pointer of the game, and it's 13-9 to Salukis. Remember, McKinney hit
right,
four of them yesterday.
Yeah, in the third quarter.
Now Ben Crane left corner, being guarded by Parker Havel. Gets it out cross court this time. Now it's Alec Downs. Now it's off the key by Ark. Out to Crane. He's going to take a three, and that's going to be good. Ben Crane, his first 3 points of the ball game, and it's 13-12, Ark Red Hill. Purple Riders hanging in there. Connor McKinney gets it out to Nathan Worth, right wing. Now it's time out to Havel, top the key. Big yard by Byard. Feeds it down low to Drake Allen, who's going to lay it in with a hook shot. Drake Allen now with 4 points, 15-12, Salukis. Now it's time it's Downs getting it out to Garza, right wing. Garza with the basketball.
Salukis have gone man-to-man.
Now it's time it's Downs again, out back to Garza. Garza being guarded by Connor McKinney. Now it's time it's Miles Roberts being guarded by Drake Allen. Now it's time it's Downs, right wing. And that pass is going to go past Byard, and that will be another turnover. And that is Arcola's third turnover of the ballgame. So Drew Moore will inbound for the Salukis. They lead this one 15-12 with 1:33 to play in the first quarter. Connor McKinney brings the ball past half court, being guarded by Garza, gets it out to Drake Allen. Allen rolls down low, shoots it, and it goes off the rim, and it's rebounded by Downs. Now Purple Riders in transition. Here's Ben Crane driving down low, gets it out top the key. Here's a three on the way. That's going to be off the rim, and McKinney comes up with the rebound. Now McKinney in transition. He drives down low into traffic, passing it out. This time it's Nathan Worth. He recovered that pass. It was tipped, and we got a whistle.
And a foul.
Looks like it's going to be on Arcola.
Right.
And that will be on Kevin Garza, his first, and the first on the team. So Havel will inbound from underneath the basket. Guessed out to Nathan Worth, left wing. Now Connor McKinney has the ball at half court, directing traffic. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Now it's time Nathan Worth, right wing. Now back to McKinney. Now Drake Allen. Now McKinney takes a three at the top of the key, and he got it.
That's his second three of the game. He and Havel each have 3 threes.
And so that makes it 18-12 in favor of the Red Hill Salukis. McKinney now with 6 points. And a whistle, and that's going to be a foul on Red Hill.
I think Ben Worth, I think.
That will be the second team foul against Red Hill. And so we have a sub coming in for Arcola. It's going to be Caleb Byard. He was actually a starter. Yeah. And that foul is on Worth, his first.
Second team foul on Red Hill, one on Arcola. 34.8 to go in the quarter. Red Hill leads 18-12.
So Drew Moore will guard the inbound here as Byard comes in to inbound the ball. Now it's time it's Kevin Garza with the ball at half court. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. 18-12 Salukis. Now it's time it's Ben Crane top the key. Gets it out left wing. Here's Roberts with it. Now back to Byard top the key. Now it's time top the key. It's Alec Davila. He's going to shoot it. It's going to go off the rim. And Drake Allen comes up with the rebound, but he loses it. Roberts, and that gets blocked by Nathan Worth. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Here's Red Hill with the basketball. Down to 5 seconds. Here's Parker Havel. Havel with the ball down to three. Rolls out to Drew Moore. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be nothing but net. Drew Moore with the buzzer beater. It's a three. His first 3 points of the ball game, and that wraps up the first quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, after one quarter of play, it's Red Hill 21 and Arcola 12. We're back with the second quarter in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Today's game brought to you by Casey State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, how you want. and by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for delicious, mouth-watering pizza. How about after the game?
Red Hill, 8 of 12 the first quarter, 5 of 7 on threes.
And Red Hill with the ball to start the second quarter. They feed it down low, and that's going to be, it looks like, a foul on Ben Crane down low. They tried to feed it to Nathan Worth down low, but he got fouled on the pass. And so a sub coming in for Arcola. That will be Alec Downs. And Red Hill will inbound from underneath the basket. Havel gets out to Drew Moore, top the key. Now back to Havel, right wing. He's going to take a three. That's off the rim. Rebound by McKinney, and he lays it in.
Havel will call that a pass.
So McKinney now with 8 points. This time he actually hits a two instead of a three. And it's 23-12, Red Hill. Now Riders with the basketball. Downs gets it out left side to Garza. Garza brings it out to the key. Garza gets it out this time. That's going to be stolen away by Havel. Red Hill on a fast break. He's being chased by Crane. Havel's going to lay it in, no good, but he draws the foul, and that will send Havel to the free throw line.
This will be the first attempt from the foul line, I think, for either team.
That will be the third team foul on Arcola and the second on Ben Crane.
Packer with 6 points, two of four on threes.
And the first free throw is good. Havel now with 7 points. Today's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. Second free throw is good. Parker Havel now with 8 points, and that makes it 25-12 in favor of Red Hill. So now Garza with the basketball being guarded by McKinney, top the key. Guessed out to Bayard, left wing. Now back to Garza, again being guarded by McKinney. Now it's time to go to the left side. And now Bayard's going to drive down low. No good, but he draws the foul. And that will send Bayard to the free throw line.
Taylor Bayard, 5 points, a three and a two. Second foul on Worth.
And that will be the third foul on the team. And Caleb Bayard goes to the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good. Bayard now 6 points. This is Arcola's third game of the Dietrich Holiday Tournament, and Red Hill second. Yeah.
Cameron Ray coming in for Nathan Worth. Nathan with two fouls now.
Bayard at the line again. Second free throw up and nothing but net. 7 points now for Bayard, and it's 25-14, Red Hill. Now here's Connor McKinney bringing the ball up court. Now this time Drew Moore left wing, and that's going to be tipped away, but Red Hill will keep the basketball. Looked like that was Tim straight to the Arcola bench.
Yeah. Because we're behind this basket, which Red Hill is attacking. So sometimes you can see those shots. It looks like they're, when they're right on target.
Here's Drew Moore, top the key. Drives in traffic, gets out left wing. Here's Havel taking a three. That's an air ball. And Garza can't come up with the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And Red Hill will get it back. 25-14 is your score. Red Hill still on top. 6:38 to play until halftime. McKinney's going to inbound to Drew Moore. Moore's going to take a three left wing. That's in and out and rebounded by Garza. Now Arcola in transition. Here's Garza top the key. Gets out left wing to Bayard. Bayard in traffic. Now this time Garza again. And he's going to be called for a travel.
That's five turnovers on the Purple Riders. Don't want to jinx Red Hill, but they have not turned the ball over yet.
Key word, yet. But 25-14 is your score, and five turnovers for Arcola probably has played a big role in that. Havel gets out to Colin Benson. Now this time top the key, Drake Allen. He's going to drive into traffic, and he gets the basket. And it looks like they're going to count it.
Yeah, I think they are.
And the foul. So that will be the 14th foul against Arcola.
That's against Austin Hopkins, his first.
Drake Allen now 6 points. Free throw is up, and it is good. Make that seven for Drake Allen, and it's 28-14. Red Hill still on top. Now this time it's Garza with the ball, being guarded by Connor McKinney. Now gets out left side to Alec Downs. Downs with the ball. Now they go to the left side. Here's Austin Hopkins. Now this time top the key. Here's Garza. Garza gets it out right side. Here's Bayard. Now it's time to go top the key again. Here's Miles Roberts. Now left wing, here's Garza. Red Hill in the man-to-man defense, and they feed it down low this time, and that's going to be no good. That's going to be on the foul, on the floor. That was Miles Roberts that attempted to get that basket, but the foul will be on Red Hill, and that will be on Drake Allen, his first.
His first. Not a shooting foul, so Arkell has the ball inbound under their own basket.
And so the inbound this time out to Garza, right wing. He drives into traffic, and that's going to be tipped away and stolen, and Red Hill.
There's a foul.
Looks like a foul on Arkola.
I think so. It was a loose ball. Yeah, it's going to be another turnover for Arkola. And the foul against
Alec Downs.
Alec Downs, yeah.
His first. And we got a whistle. And now we got a technical foul. Looks like it's on the Arkola coach.
I think it's on the coach, yeah. So Drew Moore will go to the line to shoot the free throws.
Well, the Arkola coach was mad about something.
I think probably in that last play there.
So Drew Moore will get two free throws.
And the ball.
And the ball. Moore at the free throw line. First free throw up and good.
That's 4 points for Drew.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Cunningham Funeral Home in Bridgeport. Our family serving your family. Second free throw is also good. That's 5 points for Drew Moore. And Red Hill will keep the basketball.
Colin Benson in for Connor McKinney. So you got Havel, Moore, Allen, Benson, and Ray.
So Ray will inbound, and this time Parker Havel has it, crosses half court. Gets it out to Drew Moore, right wing. Moore with the ball, drives into traffic, gets it out to Drake Allen. Allen in the right wing, gets it out to Ray. Ray going past Garza, working around them, gets it out to Drake Allen. We got a whistle, and it looks like a foul on Arkola. I couldn't tell if they made contact or if that was away from the basketball, but it's a foul on Arkola.
On Downs, and I think it must have been a push. It was a push, and I guess it must have been pushing off against Drew Moore.
And that will be an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 30-14, Red Hill on top. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today's game brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrough FCU.
Is Parker Havel at the line?
He'll get two free throws. First one is up. It's a 1-1, and that's off the front of the rim, and that's rebounded by Bayard. Now our curl in transition. They feed it down low to Hopkins, and he's going to lay it in. Hopkins with his first 2 points of the ball game. Red Hill on a quick, fast break as Ray drives down low. No good, but he draws the foul. And that will send him to the free throw line.
Cameron Ray is normally a good free throw shooter. He's been in these free throw shooting contests. He went to the national finals in grade school. So, and he doesn't take much time, but he doesn't take a dribble. He takes it and throws it up.
First free throw is up and good. He's got his first point in the ball game.
I don't think he just didn't throw it up necessarily, but that's his style. Get it and shoot it.
Second free throw is up and nothing but net. First 2 points of the ball game for Cameron Ray, 32-16, Red Hill on top. Now here's Garza with the basketball, drives into traffic. Feeds it down low this time to Bayard, and he's going to lay it in. Bayard now with 9 points, and that makes it 32-18, Red Hill still on top. Just under 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's Parker Havel with the basketball, gets it out left wing.
The Carcola's going to his zone now.
Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone. Drew Moore has the ball right wing, drives the traffic, gets it out right side. Now top of the key. Here's a three on the way by Ray. That's going to be off the rim, and the rebound to Garza of Arkola. Now Ryder's in transition. They feed it down low this time to Roberts. He's going to be double teamed, and that gets blocked. Now Drew Moore with the rebound and in the fast break. Drives down low, gets it out this time to Drake Allen. Allen drives down low, shoots it. That got tipped and rebounded by Garza. Now it's time Arkola with the basketball. Here's Garza in the right wing. Gets out top the key. Now they go left side. Here's Bayard. And that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Drew Moore. feeds it down to Drake Allen. Allen on the fast break. He's going to lay it in.
Yeah, the player, Meyer, just lost his dribble on that, and Drew was able to pick it up and toss it downfield, down the court to Allen.
34-18 is your score. Red Hill on top. 3:42 to play. And we
Drew,
got a reach in foul on
Drew.
Drew
had a choice of people to throw it to down here.
Yep.
Foul on Moore, his first.
He was trying to go for another steal, I
right.
think.
Right, yeah. 15 foul, so McKinney coming in for Havel.
Havel goes to the bench with 8 points. Connor McKinney also with 8 points.
Yep.
Right now, our Colos leading scorer is Caleb Byard. He's got 9.
And Allen, Drake Allen, I believe, has 9.
So now here's Garza with the basketball. Top the key, gets it out right side to Hopkins. Now they feed it down low to Davila, and that ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and they will award it, it looks like.
To Arcola. It looks
Arcola.
Like they're staying down at the other end.
So Kevin Garza will inbound from underneath the basket. 3:29 to play until halftime. Now it's time it's Roberts. Gets it out left side to Davila. They feed it down low to Roberts again. He's going to shoot over Drake Allen. No good, but draws the foul. That will be on Drake Allen, and that will send Miles Roberts to the free throw line.
3-2 on Drake.
And that will be number 6 on Red Hill.
So Worth and Allen each have 2. Looks like Colin Benson will be coming back in.
Roberts at the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. Today's game brought to you by Jace Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Yeah. Winner, winner for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Miles Roberts at the free throw line again. Second free throw is up and it bounces off. And we got a whistle and it looks like we're going to have a foul on Arcola.
That was actually Parker Havel that came back in.
So that will be a 1-1 coming up for Red Hill. That's the 9th team foul, and that will be number 3 on Austin Hopkins.
On the rebound over the back.
So a sub coming in for Arcola. That'll be Cam Roberts. And as you would expect, Austin Hopkins is going to head to the bench as he's got 3 fouls.
And Havel at the line. Parker with 8 points.
So a 1-1 coming up for Parker Havel. That's the 9th team foul on Arcola, so the next defensive foul would be 2 free throws. Here's the free throw. It's up and good. He'll get a second one. That's the 9th point of the ball game for Parker Havel, trying to get his 10th. Second free throw up and good. Havel now in double figures. He's got 10, and it's 36-18 Red Hill. 3:17 to play until halftime. Now here's Crane with the ball, getting out left side to Garza. Garza, we're going to have a whistle and a travel.
That's now 8 turnovers for Arcola.
We're your home of the Salukis all season long. The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. It's now Parker Havel with the basketball, brings it up half court, gets it out left side. Now this time we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Arcola. That'll be a reach-in foul. It looks like on Garza.
And that'll be 2 shots. And it'll be, I think, Colin Benson at the line. Looking for his first points of the game.
So that will be the 2nd foul of the game on Garza, 10th on the team. Here's Benson at the line. First free throw up and no good. Today's ball game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner. Quality leaves no regrets. Benson at the line again. Second free throw up and good. Benson has his first point of the ball game. 37-18 is your score. 2:57 to play until halftime. Garza gets it out left side to Davila. Now they go in the left corner, out to Crane, left wing. Now this time Garza has it in the right wing, being guarded by Benson. Now this time they go in the corner, Davila has it. Davila feeds it down low this time to Hopkins. Here's the shot. He's going to count it and the foul. That was Miles Roberts with that basket. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the 7th team foul on Red Hill. That will be on Parker Havel, his first.
Tried to body up against him, but he was able to get the ball over to get call the foul. So
that's the 7th team foul, but it's an and one, so the
right.
next defensive foul would be a 1-1.
2:42 to go in the half.
Roberts' free throw up and good. Roberts has 7, and it's 37-21. Salukis still on top. 2:38 to play in the second quarter. Here's Parker Havel with the ball, gets it out left wing. Now it's Ty McKinney has it, Drew Moore has it in the right wing. Moore drives into traffic, drives into the paint, tries to feed it down low. Now it's time Benson gets it out to Moore. Now it's time McKinney drives into traffic, gets it out to Ray. Ray cross-court pass to Havel. Havel in the left wing, gets it out to Drew Moore at the foul line. He shoots it, and it's good. Drew Moore now has 7 points, and it's 39-21 Dogs. 2:09 to play until halftime. Yards with the ball top the key, gets a screen. Gets it out right wing, this time it's Roberts. Now Crane top the key, now they go to the left corner. Garza. Now it's time to Spyard, handing it off to guards on the left wing. Now Crane has it, drives out to the top of the key. 1:50 to play until halftime. Here's Alec DeBeal with it. Oh, that was nearly picked.
Ray almost picked his pocket.
Now Kevin Garza has it in the left corner. Flukie's going man-to-man this time.
They came out of that zone there in the first quarter.
Here's a three on the way from DeBeal. That's going to be good. That was nothing but net. That's his first 3 points in the ball game. 39-24, Red Hill. Now McKinney gets out to Drew Moore. Back to McKinney. He takes a three here, and that's going to be good.
I'll tell you this, raining threes kind of for both teams in a way.
He had 4 3-pointers, McKinney, in the game yesterday.
He's now he's got three up.
And 11 total points. 42-24, Red Hill is your score. Now Crane has the ball top the key. Out left side to Bayard. Bayard being triple teamed gets it out. Now it's time it's Roberts with it in the left corner. 1 minute to go until halftime as Davila drives down low into traffic, hands it off to Roberts, and he lays it in. Miles Roberts now with 9 points, and that cuts it to 42-26. Under 50 to play in the first half. Parker Havel with the ball. Saluki's up by 16.
It looks like they want to hold it for the last shot.
They might as well. I mean, there's no shot clock.
No. It depends on how much kind of pressure that Arcola puts on you if you can hold it.
And they're just passing the ball. They're not even dribbling,
no.
too. Down to 30 to play until halftime.
Yeah, Moore, McKinney, and Havel kind of just.
Now Parker Havel has it, directing traffic.
20 seconds.
Arcola drops back into his own. Yeah. Now down to 15. Here's Parker Havel. Now we're down to 10 seconds. Havel still with the ball. They got to speed things up now.
Yeah.
Down to 6. Here's Havel, top the key. Works his way. Gets out left wing. Here's Drew Moore. Moore back out to Havel. He takes a three, and it goes in. Parker Havel with another three. He's got 13, and that does it for the first half. On the Best Way Express scoreboard after two quarters of play, it's the Red Hill Salukis 45 and the Arcola Purple Riders 26. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with the halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bope's Pizza. We're back in 3 minutes with the halftime show. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go teams.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildopson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
And welcome to the Halftime Show presented by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Your score at the half on the Best Way Express scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 45 and the Arcola Purple Riders 26 as we go through the scoring for the Salukis and Riders. It was Parker Havill leading all Red Hill scores with 13 points, Connor McKinney with 11, Drake Allen with 9, Drew Moore with 7, and Nathan Worth and Cameron Ray with 2 each, and Colin Benson with 1. For the Arcola Purple Riders, they were led by both Caleb Byard and Miles Roberts with 9 points each. Alec Davila had 3, Ben Crane had 3, and Austin Hopkins had 2 points. So that is your scoring for the Salukis and Purple Riders. It's a 45-26 lead for the Salukis at the break.
And I'm kind of looking at the shooting part here. Kind of odd thing, Red Hill is 14 of 23, 7 of 13 on threes, 10 of 13 from the line for their point shooting. They have no turnovers and 5 rebounds. Arcola, you'd think they're shooting, they're 10 of 14.
Wow. With
3 of 5 shooting from the threes, 3 of 5 in the free throw line for their 26 points, but they have 8 turnovers. They have 7 rebounds, but 8 turnovers. So the Salukis have handled the ball well, and they shot, you know, that's from 3 points. That's 21 points on threes to their 9. That's a 12-point lead. And you got a 19-point lead. So, but you know, if you figure you 10 or 14, you'd be in the ballgame a little bit more. But Salukis have really taken care of the ball and gotten the ball inside and hit the outside. McKinney's hit, where Havill has. 3 threes. McKinney has 3. Moore has 1. So that's their 7 threes that they've made.
We also had a little bit of controversy in the second quarter. The Arcola coach was called for a technical foul.
Yeah.
And he was protesting what looked to be a bad call on the other end of the floor.
Yeah, there was a loose ball, kind of a ball got tipped around, and I didn't see them call the technical. I saw them it's going to be Red Hill that was calling a foul. They called a foul on Arcola, but it was not the 1-on-1 at the time. So, but they did go to the free throw line for the 2 shots that Drew Moore made for the technical. But, yeah.
Some other LIC teams are in action today in holiday tournaments. The Marshall Lions fell to the Linton Miners 83-53. Of course, Linton also beat Casey Westfield, and that is at the First Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic up in Terre Haute. Yesterday in the Vandalia tournament, Flora fell to Shelbyville. Final score of that game was 51-39.
Flora, I think they're still winless this year.
So the rest of this day today here in Dietrich looks like this. Newton will take on CHBC at about 4 p.m. Then North Clay and Red Hill, of course, we'll be on the air for that a little bit before 5:30. It'll be the Salukis and the North Clay Cardinals, and you can listen to that right here on The Legend. And then the nightcap, that will be the host Dietrich Moving Maroons against the Newton Eagles in a game that will most likely determine who ends up in the championship game.
And the thing about it, as it looks now, with Red Hill winning this game and holding on here, they would go up against North Clay, and they are also, I believe, 2-0. They beat Arcola, and they beat Oblong.
So the last two games of today, which will be Red Hill and North Clay, and then Dietrich and Newton, will essentially be semifinals, assuming right. Red Hill holds on in this game.
It's kind of like what happened down at Wayne City on Friday, on the Friday night game. It was between North Clay and Gallatin County, and then Red Hill and Wayne City. So, but the Salukis lead 45-26 here at the break in this first game.
So this has been the Halftime Show, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We will take a two-minute break and be back with the second half of play between the Salukis and Arcola Riders on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It's Red Hill 45 and Arcola 26. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Fantastic food and family friendly.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Saluki Basketball on The Legend, brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner. Quality leaves no regrets. Bill Dobson Ford of Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Local medical professionals caring for local people. Second half just about to get underway with Ron McKinley. I'm Adam Reihart. Glad you could join us. Salukis 45 and Arcola 26 as we are just about set to start the second half of play.
Maybe Red Hill basketball, looks like. Arrows pointing towards the Salukis, but the officials are talking, discussing something at the bench, one of the officials, and it may be about the possession arrow. Red Hill had it to start the second quarter, but I don't think there was a jump ball after that.
I don't think there was either.
The tip went to, well, Nathan, they've switched it. I think it should be Arcola basketball to start.
Yeah.
Just on the tip-off, Worth tipped it, went out of bounds, so Arcola took it, and then ran out for the second quarter. I don't think there was been a hell ball called all time.
So we are...
Well, they're going to send the players over to the bench, or they...
They're still discussing it.
Yeah. And now they switched it back to Red Hill.
They've switched it back, yep.
No, it's Arcola. No, Red Hill. I don't know.
Well, we'll figure it out. It's only going to matter when there's a jump ball, right?
Yeah.
So this time Red Hill will head away from us, and Arcola will head towards us.
Yes. No matter who had the arrow.
There you go. So the inbound and Connor McKinney with the basketball in the second half is finally underway. Now Parker Havel left wing out to McKinney, top the key. Now this time Drew Moore right wing, back to McKinney. Now it's Havel left wing being guarded by Crane. Now back to McKinney. Now this time Drew Moore right wing out to the right corner. Here's Nathan Worth. Now top to Key McKinney. Thought about the three there. Gets it out to Drew Moore instead. Drew Moore with the ball. Now this time Nathan Worth in the corner. Now McKinney again thought about the three. Now this time it's Havel left wing being guarded by Crane.
Arcola's in this. So Rachel's just passing it around on the perimeter.
And that's not a bad idea, too. No. Spread the ball around and take some time off the clock, too.
Yeah, they haven't forced the ball inside yet, so...
And, of course, with their outside shooting, there's really no need to.
Right.
It's now Parker Havel with the ball. Out to McKinney, top the key. McKinney, again, just slowing things down here.
Yeah.
Now Drew Moore, they feed it down low to Drake Allen, out to the corner to Worth. Now Drew Moore right wing. Back out to McKinney, top the key.
Their zone's become a little more active now, a little more pressure. So it's forcing the ball to move a little bit more.
Now this time it's Parker Havel left wing out to McKinney. Now they feed it to Drake Allen in the paint. Now Havel back to McKinney, top the key. Now this time Havel again back to McKinney. Drew Moore now has it in the right wing being guarded by Garza. Now McKinney feeds it into Drake Allen in the paint. Drake Allen now out to McKinney, top the key. 6:30 to play here in the third quarter. Already 90 seconds have passed in this quarter.
And Red Hills had the ball the whole time.
Yes, they have.
Now that's a man-to-man, so.
Now Drew Moore gets the screen, feeds it down to Drake Allen, and he lays it in. Drake Allen now in double figures. He's got 11, and it's 47-26 Red Hill. And Crane lost the pass. It goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will take over.
They forced him to get out of the zone, went to man-to-man, and kind of went a backdoor type of play with Moore feeding Allen.
Let's just say that possession was a little quicker than Red Hill's first possession
yes.
of the half. It's now McKinney gets out.
But Red Hill's is more productive.
There you go.
2 points wise.
Drew Moore gets a screen from Havel. Gets it out cross-court pass to Worth. Worth takes a three from the corner. No good. And that gets tipped and out to McKinney. And we got a whistle, and it looks like a foul.
They're going to call it on the...
on Red Hill.
Yeah.
And that'll be the first foul of the half for Red Hill, and that will be number three on Drake Allen.
I thought he was the one who was going to be called for it.
Now Garza with the basketball gets it out to Byard.
And Red Hill back in the zone now.
Now this time Byard left wing out to the corner. Here's Davila. Davila being guarded by McKinney gets it out back to Garza. Now this time it's Crane in the right wing back to Garza. He takes a three, no good, and rebounded by McKinney. McKinney gets it out to Drew Moore. Red Hill really speeding up the tempo here. Now Drew Moore drives down low, gets it in traffic, shoots over two defenders, and it goes in. Drew Moore now with 9 points, and that makes it 49-26 Red Hill. Now left side go the Purple Riders. And that pass gets tipped into the backcourt. That goes out of bounds. And it looks like they're going to keep it with Arcola.
Yeah.
Drew Moore tried to go after for the steal.
He was the last one. It was an Arcola player right with him, but it went off Drew's chest.
Byard inbounds at half court. Now Kevin Garza has it. 49-26 Red Hill. Arcola with the basketball. Now Ben Crane in the left wing here. Being double-teamed, gets it out to Byard. Now this time it's Garza. Garza in the right wing. Gets out to Crane. Now this time Byard takes a three from the left wing. That's an air ball. Drew Moore with the rebound. Quick pass down low to Drake Allen on the fast break. Can't get the rebound. And now this time Connor McKinney has it. Now top to key to Nathan Worth. Now this time Drew Moore in the right wing. He's going to shoot it. It's a two. No good. Parker Havel with the rebound. No good, but he draws the foul. And so that will be a foul on Arcola.
It's going to be a two-shot foul because he was trying to tip the ball in.
Yeah.
So
that will be the first foul of the half for Arcola. And they haven't put it on the board yet. It's Alec Davila. That'll be his second. Free throw by Havel, up and good. Make that 14 points for Havel. Today's game brought to you by Sweet Teas and Sippin' on James Street in Lawrenceville. Under new local ownership and committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County. Second free throw by Havel, up and good. 15 points for Havel, 51-26, Red Hill on top. Garza directing traffic, gets it out to Crane, left side. Now it's time back to Garza on the right side. Now they go left wing, here's Ben Crane. Crane with the ball, gets it out to Hopkins. Hopkins out to Garza, now they go right corner, here's Davila. Davila back to Garza, now out to Crane, left wing. Garza top the key. Now here's Hopkins driving into traffic, he loses it, and it goes out of bounds, and that will be Red Hill ball.
Now 10 turnovers for the Riders.
And that's been a big part of the story,
yeah.
too. So now Drew Moore feeds it down low to Drake Allen here. He goes into traffic, shoots it over Hopkins, no good, and Hopkins with the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called on Red Hill.
I think that's on Nathan Worth, I think, maybe.
That'll be his third, and the team's second.
Allen coming out.
Looks like Josh Henry is in the ballgame
for
Red Hill.
His first time, he's been battling turf toe, I think, so.
Now Crane gets it out top to Keita Hopkins. Hopkins being guarded by Havel, drives into traffic, almost lost it. Now he falls down, he does lose it, and is able to recover it, but he passes it out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Good trap defense there by Red Hill. Another sub coming in for the Salukis. It's going to be Cameron Ray.
In for Connor McKinney, I believe. It's good to see Josh being able to. He was in uniform for the game yesterday, but Brian wasn't sure if he was going to play or not because he missed the last two games at Wayne City.
So McKinney takes a seat with 11 points. Here's Havel. Feeds it down low to Nathan Worth. He's going to shoot it.
He's going to call a foul.
Yep, they're going to call a foul.
I thought he might have been traveling, but maybe that's what he did because somebody held him.
Yeah.
Fouled on Roberts, his first.
And that'll be the team's second.
Out of bounds to Red Hill.
That will not be a shooting foul. So the inbound out to Havel, top to Key. Now it's Simon's Ray in the left wing. Ray with the ball here. Gets it out to Drew Moore, right wing. 3:25 to play in the third quarter. 51-26, Red Hill on top.
This quarter, Red Hill's 6-0 this quarter.
Drew Moore being double-teamed here. Gets into traffic. Gets out cross-court pass to Havel. Havel with the basketball. Havel walking over to the top to Key. Now drives into traffic. Gets out Drew Moore, left wing. He's going to take a three, and that's going to be good. Drew Moore with that three. And we've got a whistle, and it looks like a foul's going to be called on Red Hill. So they will count the basket. It's a foul after the shot, it looks like. That'll be the third team foul, and that will be...
That was on Josh Henry.
Josh Henry. That'll be his first. So Drew Moore now with 12 points. He's in double figures. He, Drake Allen, Connor McKinney, and Parker Havel all in double figures. Now Riders with the basketball. Here's Davila with the big guard by Havel out to Crane. Now left corner, here's Garza. Garza breaks the double team, gets out to Davila. Now this time it's Crane, right side. Out back to Davila. Now this time it's Garza, dumps it down to Roberts, and he loses it, and a fight for the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Ray, so that will stay with Arcola. 2:36 to play here in the third quarter. 54-26, Salukis. Now they get out to the left corner. Here's a three on the way by Davila. No good. Drew Moore with the rebound. Now Red Hill, fast tempo. Here's Havel getting out to Josh Henry. That gets blocked. That was Davila with that block.
Yeah.
That goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will keep it. Red Hill had the right idea, but Arcola fast enough to catch up. So Josh Henry inbounds out to Drew Moore. Now Moore with the ball gets out to Havel, top of the key. Havel with the ball. Red Hill again slowing the tempo down. Havel works his way to the left wing. Being guarded by Garza, cross-court pass this time to Ray. Ray gets out to Drew Moore, top of the key. Now this time it's Ray again. Ray drives top the key, gets out to left wing. Here's Parker Havel. Two minutes to play in the third quarter.
Looks like they just spread it out. There's nobody in the middle. They just got it really spread out. Looks trying to maybe find a lane to drive there.
Now Havel with the ball. Out this time, Nathan Worth in the corner. He drives down low into traffic, gets out to Drew Moore in the wing. Now this time, Drew Moore feeds it down low to Nathan Worth, but he loses the pass, and he steps out of bounds.
First turnover for Red Hill.
Turnover, yep. You wondered if Red Hill was ever going to turn the ball over, but now they have. So Arcola will take over the basketball. Salukis up by 28.
Yeah.
Kevin guards with the ball, being guarded by Havel. Gets out left side to Davila. Now his time is Crane, right wing. Crane looks for an opening, gets out to the left wing. Here's Bayard. Bayard now back out to Crane. Crane takes a three. That bounces off the back of the backboard, and Nathan Worth comes up with the rebound. Now Salukis cross half court. Here's Parker Havel directing traffic. Havel dumps it out this time to Ray. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. 28-point lead for Red Hill. They feed it down low to Nathan Worth. He misses the layup.
A little bit short on it.
Yep. Quick transition for Arcola. Here's Crane in the right wing. Out to Garza. Garza feeds it down low into traffic. Here's Roberts. Roberts back out to Crane. Now it's time. Here's Bayard shooting it left side. No good. And Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Moore on the fast break. Gets out to Parker Havel, left wing. Now Josh Henry down low. Back out to Havel in the left wing. 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 54-26, Red Hill.
Looks like probably hope for the last shot. and they could get it to a 30-point lead, Hitchin, you could get a running clock in the fourth quarter.
They did that at the end of the first quarter, and Drew Moore hit a buzzer beater. Down to 25 as Drew Moore dumps it off to Ray. Ray nearly got fouled there, drives into traffic, and dumps it off to Havel. Down to 17 to go in the third quarter.
It's been 9-0 this quarter.
So Parker Havel will hold it for the last shot, it looks like. Down to 8 seconds here. Havel being guarded by Gaza. Now drives down low and dumps it down to Nathan Worth. He's going to shoot it. No good. Gets his own rebound. Can't put it in. And that will wrap up the third quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, we've played three quarters. We've got one to go. It's Red Hill 54 and Arcola 26. We're back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at the Health Department in Lawrence County. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Well, the Red Hill defense must have done its job in the third quarter as Arcola does not score a single point. And we come into the fourth quarter with the Red Hill Salukis leading 54-26. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. And the Salukis will play these last 8 minutes and then get ready for North Clay. But first, here's Arcola with the basketball. As Bayard driving the traffic, gets out right wing. Here's Crane taking a three. That's no good. Rebound, though, by Arcola. We're going to have a foul called on Red Hill. It'll be a reach-in foul.
Maybe against, I'm not sure it's McKinney or Benson or somebody out there.
Looks like it is McKinney.
His second.
And the team's fourth. So Kevin Garza will inbound from underneath the basket. Out to the right wing. Here's a three by Davila. That's an air ball. And McKinney comes up with the rebound. Now McKinney being chased by Garza. Gets out to the right side. Now this time here's Ray. Ray drives into traffic. He's going to shoot it and can't get the basket. And we're going to have an offensive foul.
Right.
So that will be the fifth team foul against Red Hill and the first on Ray.
Well, they're giving a running clock already.
How about that?
Maybe the coaches said, let's do it, you know.
And that pass got tipped there by Josh Henry. Goes out of bounds. And Arcola will keep the ball. And actually, they have stopped the clock at 7:28. So
kept it running for a while. Maybe someone's math wasn't good.
Yeah. Now this time, Bayard gets out. This time they go in the left wing. Here's Garza. Garza with the ball. Out this time to Vila. Now Crane drives down low into traffic. Shoots over two defenders off the rim. And McKinney comes up with the rebound. 7:06 to play here in the ball game. 28-point lead for Red Hill. Here's Drake Allen driving into traffic, shooting it, and putting it in.
Now it's 30.
That's 13 points for Drake Allen. 56-26 Red Hill. And now we can have the running clock.
Which is going to run now because the ball's in play. We'll see what happens when the next dead ball comes around.
Yep.
Unless it's a timeout.
This time, Bayard has it in the right wing, and he loses it, and it goes out of bounds. And it looks like...
I can even say with Arcola.
And that will not be a foul.
No. I think they just called it.
Yeah.
But the officials say blue, although it's purple, but easier to say blue than purple, I guess.
Yep. Josh Henry was going to inbound, but it's Arcola ball. So now Crane gets out right side. Here's Bayard. Now it's time it's Hopkins with it. Now they drive into traffic. Here's Davila shooting it. No good, but he draws the foul. And that will send Alec Davila to the free throw line.
And the clock is running, so.
Yep. That'll be the sixth team foul on Red Hill, and that will be on Colin Benson, his first.
Arcola looking for their first points in the second half.
Alec Davila at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good.
I think it's a little bit misleading since you got the running clock, so.
That makes it a 29-point game, but the clock is still running.
Yeah, it still works. Because it went, once it goes to 30, it...
Second free throw up and good. 5 points now for Davila. He had a three earlier in the ball game. Red Hill with the ball in a 56-28 lead. Again, they will take on North Clay at 5:30 this evening, Central Time. You can hear that game right here on the Legend. Meanwhile, here's Ray with the ball. Almost lost it, but hands it off to McKinney. McKinney drives into traffic, tries to feed it down low. That gets tipped and stolen away by Davila. Now, Arco on a fast break to get it out to Crane. Down low, he shoots it, and no good. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have it looks like a foul call.
So it'll be on, Garza.
And that'll be his third.
They got a number zero, a number one, and a number two in there.
Yeah.
I'm looking for everything that's going on there.
So three fouls on Garza and three on the team. Here's McKinney with the ball, trying to feed it down low, and that gets stolen away. Now Garza with the steal. He drives quickly down the floor, shoots it over two defenders, no good, and Ray comes up with the rebound. Now here's Ray with the ball, getting a screen, driving down low, trying to feed it to Drake Allen, but that got lost. It goes past Drake Allen and out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. And it looks like we're going to have a sub coming in, I think. So Jorge Garza comes into the ball game as Ben Crane goes to the bench. 4:11 to play here in the ball game. 56-28, Red Hill. Now it's time to Spyard with it, driving down low, and we got a whistle.
Colin Connor McKinney is third, team's, be the team's seventh, so it'll be the 1-on-1 for Arcola.
That's 17 fouls against Red Hill, and actually only three against Arcola in this half.
Byard at the line shooting 1-on-1. He's got 9 points.
First free throw up and good. He'll get a second one. That puts him in double figures. He's got 10. And he'll get a chance for another point, as it looks like we're going to have another sub coming in for Arcola, maybe after the second free throw. Second free throw is up and good. Byard now with 11 points, and a sub comes in for Arcola. That'll be Benito Mendoza.
Brian Havel's going to get ready to do some subbing too. So
yeah. I mean, you might as well in this point in the game. Now here's Connor McKinney with the basketball top the key. Out left wing to Josh Henry.
Exactly. He does have several. I see you. Reserves in. He's got McKinney still in there. I think Allen's still, and he gets fouled.
He gets fouled there, and that will be on number three of Arcola, Jorge Garza. That'll be his first foul.
Then comes Matt Moore and
Dawson Holtz.
Yeah.
So Drake Allen appears to be done for the day, as is Connor McKinney, as they head back to the bench. 2:40 to play here in the ball game, as the inbound out this time to Cameron Ray. Now top of the key, here's Holtz with it, and that got tipped but recovered there by Josh Henry. And that got stolen away by Arcola. Now it's time the Riders with the basketball. Here's Garza. 2:25 to play in the ball game. Here's Mendoza with the ball, being guarded by Colin Benson. Now they go left wing. Here's Garza again. Double team. Gets it out this time to Jorge Garza, and he's going to be fouled on the way to the basket. And that will send Jorge Garza to the free throw line. Dawson Holtz was one of the players trying to stop the drive there to the basket. And they're going to call the foul on Mason Moore. That'll be his first. So Jorge Garza at the free throw line. First free throw up, and it bounces off. So another sub coming in for Red Hill. That'll be Damian Plummer, as Josh Henry heads to the bench. Jorge Garza at the line again. Second free throw up, and it bounces off and rebounded by the Salukis, Mason Moore. Now this time it's Damian Plummer with it, and that gets stripped away and stolen. Here's Kevin Garza driving down low. Shoots over two defenders. He got fouled there. Looked like it was Dawson Holtz reaching in to stop the drive there. And that will be on Dawson Holtz, his first foul of the ball game. That'll be the 9th team foul on Red Hill. So the next defensive foul will be a double bonus. And in the meantime, Garza at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good. That's his first point of the ball game.
6:31.
And the clock is now under a minute to go here, down to 50 seconds. It's a running clock.
So far, 6 points in the second half for Arcola, all in free throws.
Second free throw by Garza, up and good. Garza now 2 points in the ball game. We're down to 40 seconds as the clock keeps running. now Red Hill with basketball. They'll head to the locker room and then relax for about an hour, and then they got to play North Clay at 5:30. So Cameron Ray now with the basketball at the top of the key.
Okay, he's going to hold it. I don't see him want to shoot it. Just want to hold it and let the clock run out if they can.
And it looks like they're just going to bounce the ball around here for a little bit. We're down to 15 seconds. 56-32 Red Hill. And it looks like the Salukis will just dribble out the clock.
And our close is not going to pressure it. So
the Salukis are 2-0 in the Dieterich Holiday Tournament. They'll take on North Clay at 5:30 for a chance to go to the championship game. And there's the buzzer, and that will do it. So your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 56 and the Arcola Riders 32. As Red Hill is 2-0 in the Dieterich Boys Holiday Tournament, and they'll take on North Clay tonight at 5:30. And you can listen to that game right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM. We will take a 3-minute break and come back with our post-game show. We will bring you our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. That's coming up after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And once again, your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Red Hill Salukis win it over the Arcola Purple Riders, 56-32. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring for both teams. For the Red Hill Salukis, they were led today by Parker Havel with 15 points. Drake Allen had 13. Drew Moore had 12. Connor McKinney had 11. Cameron Ray and Nathan Worth both had 2 points each. And Colin Benson had 1 point. For the Arcola Purple Riders, they were led this afternoon by Caleb Bayard with 11 points. Miles Roberts had 9. Alec Davila had 5. Ben Crane with 3 points. And Kevin Garza and Austin Hopkins with 2 points each.
And look at this thing. Red Hill had 18 rebounds to 10 for Arcola. six turnovers for Red Hill, all coming in the second half. From the mid of the third quarter on, 12 turnovers for Arcola. Red Hill led 21-12 at the end of the first quarter, 45-26 at halftime. It was 54-26 after three quarters. Final of 56-32. Red Hill only had 11 points in the second half, but only six for Arcola. They did not make a field goal. Of course, with about 6 minutes to go again into the running clock. So, and then some of the subs were in, so there were not much scoring all in that second half. Taking a look at the Salukis now at 2-0, playing at North Clay. North Clay will be playing, I think, is that their third game of the tournament? Or second? That'd be their third.
Yeah,
their third game. Yeah.
And coming up right now is Newton and CHBC.
And North Clay, let's see, they beat Arcola in overtime, and they beat Oblong. So they're 2-0. Red Hill and North Clay are both 2-0.
So that game will essentially be a semifinal.
Right, winner will go to the championship game.
And assuming that Newton takes care of business against CHBC, they play Dieterick tonight.
And that would be the same scenario. Kind of the same scenario you had down at Wayne City. But
exactly.
We'll just have to see. The Salukis now won six in a row. They're 10-4 on the season. And some of them have already changed their uniforms because they'll be wearing the blue uniforms in the next game. They'll be the visiting team. So you see a couple of them come out of the locker room and they've already changed uniforms. So.
But, of course, trying to win their second straight tournament.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. And right now they're in good shape for it. But, you know, the North Clay Cardinals were the obstacle in front of them right now.
Let's go ahead and give you our Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. And that is going to be Parker Havel. He finished the game with 15 points. So,
yeah,
Parker Havel.
Yep, Parker had two threes early in the ball game. Had three in the ball game. Three in the contest, but two in the first quarter. Salukis had 5 of 7 in the first half on threes. McKinney and Havel each had two, and Moore had one. Third quarter, Havel had one. That was only three. Of course, not much scoring in the second half. So,
congratulations to Parker Havel, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game.
And we'll be back shortly.
That's right. The Red Hill Salukis will be back on the court at about 5:30 p.m. You can listen to that right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 9:10 a.m., as they will take on the North Clay Cardinals in what will essentially be a semifinal of this tournament. Winner goes to the championship game. Loser goes to the third-place game.
Right.
So we invite you to join us, 5:15. We're on the air at about 5:15, 5:20, somewhere around that time frame. And the tip-off will be around 5:30 p.m. Central Time between Red Hill and Wayne City. So our thanks back to Station 2, Gil T. Wilson, for his good work today. And we will see you in about an hour and a half. So for Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Thanks for listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.